This message didn't get on tape on Sunday morning, so I want to just share with you the thoughts that I have on this lesson from 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. It says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. The key phrase is in verse 13. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. This knowledge here is growing knowledge. And it is in the perfect tense, meaning that the knowledge of the Father started in the past and it continues to the present. In 1 John 2:21, it says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. John is writing to the little children, the fathers, and the young men. And he's writing to them because they have certain knowledge. The word know in verse 21 is oida, which means certain knowledge. They have a certain knowledge of the truth. And that's the reason why John says, I have written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know the truth. And the truth pertains to things to come. The truth pertains to the life that John mentioned in chapter 1 in verse 2. The truth pertains to the life for the age, or the age-lasting life that is also in verse 2 of chapter 1. In John 16:13, he says, Howbeit when he, the Spirit of the truth, is come, he will guide you in all the truth, and he will show you things to come. The truth pertains to things to come. The truth pertains to life in the coming millennium, which is the age-lasting life that we need to esteem and value. In 1 John 2, again, in verses 13 and 14, it says, I write unto you to have fellowship with us, fathers, because you have known him. And the reference to him is Jesus Christ. That is from the beginning. I write unto you to have fellowship with us, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. He says, I write unto you to have fellowship with us, fathers, this is in verse 14, because you have known him, that is Jesus Christ, from the beginning. I have written unto you to have fellowship with us, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. He is writing to the fathers, he is writing to the young men, that they might have fellowship with John, and he is also writing to the little children to establish them in the fact that they have life for the age, because they are the ones who are knowing the Father. In 1 John 2, in verses 3 through 4, it says, Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. We know him, and we know that we know him, and the word him here is a reference to Jesus Christ, because we keep his commandments. We're obedient. Another way that we know him, or to know him, really, is to be taught. In Hebrews 8:11 it says, "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know him, or excuse me, all shall know me from the least to the greatest." How will they know him? Well, verse 10 gives us that clue. "For this is the covenant, I will put my law in their minds and write them in their hearts." Those who know him, like the fathers and the son, the fathers and the children, as well as the young men, know him because his word is in their heart. It is written in their hearts. And no one has to teach them. So to know him is to be taught, as the Spirit of Truth would teach them. When the Spirit of Truth has come, he will guide you in all the truth. He is the one who does the teaching. In back again in 1 John 2 and verse 13, he says, "I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father." This word "known" is in the perfect tense, meaning that you have known the Father in the past, and you continue to know him in the present. How did the little children come to know the Father? Well, Luke chapter 10, verses 21 through 22, it says, "In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All these things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him." The little children have had the Father revealed to them, and that's the reason why they can know him. In John 16:25, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father." John 16 is in a time, in time, in the latter part of the Lord's life. In fact, it's in the last week before he goes to his crucifixion. From John 13 and following, we find the Lord in the talking to his disciples, kind of finalizing his ministry and his doctrine to them. And he just confesses unto them, he says, "I have spoken to you of the Father in parables and in proverbs. But I shall show you one day plainly of the Father." In John 13:33, we have this written, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me. As I said unto you, to the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you." Jesus refers to the little children or his apostles as little children, but he does not refer to Judas as a little child. In John 13:30 and 31, it says, "He," Judas, "then having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Little children." So Judas was not included in the expression "little children." In John 14, verses 7 through 9, we see that the Father is revealed to the apostles. Again, I remind us that John 13 is when Jesus washed his feet in the upper room and where they had the Passover, and also the installation of the breaking of bread. And Jesus continues in chapter 14 when he says, "If ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him? And then Philip asked this question. I don't understand it, but he asked the question, showing you how difficult it is to understand and comprehend knowing the Father. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And he that had seen, Jesus said to him, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? What kind of question is this, Philip? But the point I want to emphasize is the fact that Jesus said to them, from henceforth ye know him, that is, the Father. It was in the last week of the Lord's ministry to the apostles that Jesus said, from henceforth you know the Father. Before that, they didn't know the Father. In John 17, in verse 1, Jesus lifts up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Here we have the Son praying to the Father, and his prayer continues in verse 2 when he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Here we have references to the Father and to the Son and to the little children. When he says, and thou, Father, hast given him, that is the Son, power over all flesh, that he, that is the Son, should give eternal life or age-lasting life to as many as the Father hath given him. Who are the many that are being referenced here? I believe it's the little children that he is referring to here, that he has been talking to the Father about. The apostles are the ones whom the Father had given to the Son. And then in verse 3 he continues, and this is eternal life, that they, that is the little children, might know thee, the Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent. So here we find the Lord praying for the little children. The little children that had just come into the knowledge of the Father. And he gives eternal life to the little children, because the little children are the ones that the Father has given to the Son. And then, looking down in John 17:6, he says, I have manifest thy name unto them, which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. This again is the little children referred to in John 13. And of course we know that having life for the age is a reference to the coming kingdom of our Lord. And in Matthew chapter 18, verses 13 through 14, he said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The little children are those who have known the Father from the beginning. And the beginning is a reference to the time when Jesus' ministry was here on the earth. Because it wasn't until the latter part of the Lord's ministry that did he reveal the Father unto his apostles. And then the exhortation in verse 24 of 1 John, it says, 1 John 2:24, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. What is it that is to abide in us? That is the witness of the life the age-lasting life, which was from the beginning, we are to let that truth abide in us so that we can have fellowship with each other, and then we can have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. If that which ye have heard from the beginning, that is, life for the age, or age-lasting life, shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And that's the exhortation of John. Have fellowship with us. We're having fellowship with the Father and the Son. Little children, you can have fellowship with us as well as the Father and the Son, because the little children have had the Father revealed unto them. And I hope this will help us in the days ahead, in the lessons ahead, to appreciate truths pertaining to the little children, to the fathers, and to the young men. Our lesson next Sunday will dwell on thoughts pertaining to the Father and upon the young men. Father, we just commit this lesson into your hands. We ask you, Lord, to bless those who are hearing this short excerpt of the message given on Sunday week ago. We know for some reason that you didn't allow this tape to be made, but until tonight. So, Lord, I just pray for your blessings upon those who listen. May they appreciate what it means to know the Father and to be a little children and to receive a love for the truth pertaining to life and life for the coming age. These things we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.